You're listening to Real Women Courageous Wisdom, hosted by Women for One truth teller, my friend and author, Kara Bradley. Real Women Courageous Wisdom is a podcast series featuring Women for One truth tellers, everyday women and kindred spirits passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others.
Welcome to Real Women Courageous Wisdom. I'm your host, Kara Bradley, here with another truth teller to talk about some courageous wisdom, some sharing of truth, and what it's like to be a woman, a single mom, a role model. We have Christy Fabros here to share all that great stuff with us. So welcome, Christy. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's always great to have truth tellers from all over the world. Christy comes to us from Vancouver. And tell us how you came to Women for One. How'd you become a truth teller?
I have a blog. It's called mommyfwords.com. And I wrote a post on life after divorce. And a girlfriend of mine had contacted me and said, you really need to contact Women for One because this is definitely something that needs to be shared with them. And her name is Dee Dee Pantsiar. And so she referred me, and that's kind of how it all began.
I love it. I love it. So what did you share that first post?
The post was really just about life after, initially after separation. It was about, you know, getting to the point where you finally realize your relationship is just not good enough, and how it feels to be separated initially. And it definitely wasn't anything that I anticipated. I knew it was something I had to do, but I didn't realize it was going to be so difficult for so long. Even though it was something that I didn't want to be in terms of the relationship, I didn't realize that actually having to go through the motions mm-hmm. of separation with the children and the constant fighting with my ex was definitely not something I was expecting.
Well, I would beg to say that there's probably more than just a few people out there that can completely relate with what you're saying. Yeah. How did you get through it? What helped you to move through this difficult phase?
I think the best thing for me was to really just feel every single negative emotion that I could possibly feel. I cried for a long time, and I accepted my sadness, and I just always hoped, to see the light at the end of the tunnel, even though I just couldn't see it for so long. And finally, when I was able to see it, it was, oh, okay, this is better. This is better. And, you know, there was times where it was so awful that I just wished that I didn't even go through it. Mm-hmm. I just wished that I was just like, oh, I could have just lived my normal, mundane, unloving life, and it would be easier than going through separation. But yeah.
So were you blogging during this time, or did you start blogging afterward?
I did it afterwards.
Yeah.
It was always something that I wanted to do, but at the time it wasn't at the top of my list, because obviously, you know, you're going through your emotional craziness and dealing with a new life. But I put it all into perspective, looking back, and I feel like it was something that I just needed to share, because I felt that my age group I'm 36 now. A lot of people are now just kind of entering the phase of, I don't know what it is, separation at this mm-hmm. age. I don't know what it is.
So there's this, you know, there's this kind of sense of quiet desperation, I think, that so many people feel, especially if they're in a challenging relationship, but just, you know, if they're in challenging work that they don't love, and it's this nagging stirring deep down inside that just won't go away. I so sense that is just kind of life trying to move us. And when we try to stop life from moving through us, there's a lot of suffering, would you say? I mean, is that kind of coming close to what you were describing?
Absolutely. And I think for me, the reason why I finally had to let go was because my father was really sick before it happened, and he unfortunately passed away. But it made me realize that life is so ridiculously short. Mm-hmm. And it's too short not to be able to live your best life. And I think that in terms of living your best life, you have to have the most satisfying type of love. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that in your relationship, and you don't see the hope in that happening at all, it's kind of like, well, you just need to make a change. And and a lot of times it's for the better. Well, hopefully anyways, it's for the better. My challenge was, you know, right after the separation, was that it wasn't for the better. It was actually for the worse at the time. Mm. And I guess I just expected it to be better right away. I guess that's just separation. I mean, I wish there was kind of I had an idea of what it was going to look like, but I guess you don't actually know until you're in it.
Well, and it's so helpful for you to share it, because there's probably listeners that are at different stages of perhaps, you know, thinking about separation, finalizing a divorce, after divorce. And, you know, that's one of the things that Women for One is, you know, one of the reasons why it's so special is that we can hear from each other, just mm-hmm. kind of raw and unfiltered, you know, the real deal, as opposed to like the shiny self-help kind of deal, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but before it happened, I did ask a couple of friends, and I found that a lot of people will kind of sugarcoat the situation, because I guess it might be a way of just kind of hiding from the actual reality. It actually isn't as good as it looks. Or, you know, like, it's just, or maybe I had a hard time. I have no idea. What was funny for me was I didn't expect the hardest thing to be that I experienced to actually be an issue in the beginning. The hardest thing I had to deal with being by myself, mm-hmm. having the house to myself, the family home to myself when my children were with my ex. And just kind of, it's like, what do I do now? Oh my gosh, I actually am really alone. And it's, you know, I was in that relationship for almost 11 years. So it's like a new normal, and you're having to face this new normal that, isn't necessarily something that's enjoyable. people would always say, you know, you should go out and have a good time. And for me, I was like, but I miss my girls. I don't really want to go out, until finally, you know, I did after a little bit. Yeah. And, those weren't always the best of times either, because I was still craving the family life that I knew. Mm. I am a family woman. I love, you know, being with my kids. I liked being a partner. I actually liked, being, I guess, a wife, but I just wasn't in the relationship that I needed to be in. And I wasn't striving in that type of, in that family life, but I did like being with the family. And that's one thing I had that was hard to accept.
You know, what you're saying is so poignant. And in fact, I had a conversation with a truth teller yesterday, and we were talking about the new normal. I think that if we can recognize that every day there's going to be a new normal, that it's not going to be the normal that perhaps was yesterday, mm-hmm. I think we may just in general suffer less, because it's all that expectation, right? Of this is the way it's supposed to be. Okay, now I made this really hard decision, and now it's supposed to be better, right? But if we just, okay, well, what's my new normal today? What's my new normal today? Or this moment is, because, you know, let's face it, every moment, this is our life, you know, it's going to go by. And if we spend too much time expecting or remembering or predicting, we end up unhappy. But, you know, we all have to come to those conclusions ourselves through whatever experiences arise in our lives, I believe. But I'm so glad you're sharing this, because this is very real, right? This is what this podcast is about. It's real women sharing courageous wisdom, just everyday life, everyday highs and lows. And now you've got the joy of raising two daughters, 10 and 6, which is so beautiful. Can you tell us about your life as a single mother now, and with this great blog title, by the way? I love the name of your blog.
It definitely is busy. I really am on my own. My ex doesn't live in the country. He lives offshore, so it really is. He comes in once in a little bit and does share the responsibilities when he's in town. But it really is just me and the girls. So you know, I drop them off at school, and then I come right to the office and I do my work. I'm in public relations, media strategist. And I try to, you know, get in as much as I can professionally in my day, because I actually quite enjoy working. And then after that, we're super busy with all the activities, ballet, gymnastics, all of it. And then it's home and it's dinner and it's cooking and it's, you know, studying and homework, and it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. But one thing that I try really hard to do is to have my time, what I enjoy doing. I try to stay active, just because I feel like it gives me balance. I try to stay as social as possible. So I'm lucky enough to have some family support to take the girls. And, you know, they have a lot of love surrounding them. So, you know, I share the girls with my family, and when they're not with me, I'm able to enjoy and having some adult interaction other than work.
Yeah. I have to say you wear it very well. I mean, whatever you went through, you must have like really gone through it, because you've come out, really, beautifully and balanced and bright. So well done.
Well, it's not over, that's for sure. It only has been a little bit over 2 years. And now I'm finally, you know, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, a lot of people go through it quicker. A lot of people go through it slow. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't really know. I just know what I'm going through. Yeah, and
that's all that matters.
That is all that really matters. It was just, it definitely, the past couple of years wasn't fun, though. It was not fun. Yeah. I learned a lot about myself, but it wasn't fun.
Yeah, well, I think we can all relate at some level about some phase of our lives, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your blog, mommyfwords.com. I love it.
It's really just about, you know, it's really just about me. Not to be, you know, cystic or egotistical.
Not at all.
I write about what I know, and so it's about me. It's about my life with having to raise my two girls on my own. And it's about living my best life. And hopefully I can encourage other people in on some degree to kind of live their best life in whatever that may be. So it right now it's really just it's still finding its way. But it really just is about just F it. Live the life. Just F it. Live your life and live it as well as you can.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love your humility. It's really beautiful. No, it really is. It's so refreshing. Yeah. Very refreshing. I mean, you're not claiming to know. You're kind of putting it all on the table as it is. And that's all we can do. You know, I think in my experience, just having been a teacher and a business owner and always kind of like in front of people, it gets really tiring sometimes to have all the answers. And I've gotten to the point where it's like, I don't know, you know, I don't know. This is my experience. I can't tell you if it's right or wrong. This is what I've experienced in my life. And I think that ultimately that's freedom. You know, that's where we just feel lighter and brighter and more free, when we're not carrying the weight around that we've got to prove something or be someone special or meet everybody's expectations. I mean, we all know that, but one of the reasons why we have this podcast is just so that we can hear it from different women who have experienced life from slightly different angles, because you never know what you may say may trigger something in someone else. And that's the beauty of truth telling, is really being able to just share wholeheartedly, hoping that, or just, you know, in the event that it helps somebody, fantastic. So I appreciate all that you're saying. And you were telling me before that, you know, being a role model for your daughters is so important to you, especially at the age they're at and where they're headed. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I feel that my girls are growing up in obviously in a different era than I grew up. There's so much social media. There's, you know, they're getting all these different messages from left, right, and center. And I honestly feel like there's kind of a sexualization in youth with the dolls that are out and even the television shows that are out. And, you know, there's lots of YouTube stuff that they like to watch. And sometimes they might come across something that they shouldn't come across by accident, no matter how many limits you put on the computer. But they're growing up in a day and age where they need the confidence. They need to be able to stand up for themselves. And they need to know that their appearance does not matter at the end of the day. It's what really is in between their ears. And you know, working hard and learning and just being able to absorb everything that they're lucky enough to absorb is fantastic. Because there's so many places in the world where they don't have that type of opportunity. And I want them to understand that they're lucky to have this type of opportunity. And that's why, you know, with work and being a working mom, which is already hard enough as it is, I share my day with them just so that they understand what is going on with having to be able to do both. Because being a working mom, being a single working mom is difficult. But regardless if you're single, if you're not single, being a working mom is difficult.
Yes, it is.
It definitely is. And to be present in anything and everything, it's a balance that's really difficult to, it's an art for sure. And I mean, that it's reality. And it's something that they're going to have to deal with. So it's, you know, my mom worked very hard and it gave me a really great vision of what a strong work ethic is. And that's kind of what I hope for my girls as well. But at the same time, like I said, it's a different day and age. They're exposed to so much in the media, so much in social media, but they definitely need to have confidence.
Yes. Well,
so important.
Well done. That is really inspiring. Super inspiring. My daughters are 22 and 20, and they've said to me on occasion, you know, if I was born just even 5 years before I was, I would have experienced a whole different social media climate. I mean, they felt like it was in their face, but they're like, oh my gosh, mom, you should see what, you know, the kids in high school now are dealing with. And so at some point, you know, what is going to happen? I mean, I don't have the answer. I don't know. I know what it's done to my life, and it's so great in some respects. But for me, I feel like, you know, at my age and probably at your age as well, you know, we kind of take the good out of social media and we can ignore what doesn't serve us. But at 10 years old, and when peer pressure and your friends become everything, wow, that's a lot for these young people to carry.
Yes, it definitely is. And I think that staying, you know, one step ahead is as a parent is imperative. Letting our children know that what compassion is and what empathy is, and you know, just being very open and honest. And that's one thing I am with my children. I'm very open and honest about everything. Even at this age, it's, you know, I'm open and honest about alcoholism and drug abuse. And, you know, I don't hide. I know a lot of parents hide that stuff because they think they're too young, but not me. I'm very open with, you know, the challenges that they will be experiencing. I mean, I have a daughter in grade 5, and, you know, grade 6 is coming along, and, you know, things happen at that age already, which is crazy. So being able to have the confidence to say no, or, you know, whatever they have to do, and be able to, like, know that they have a voice, is really important to me.
Wow. Well, I hope that you keep sharing, because you have so much to share. truly, you know, we need women in our lives from all different age groups that are experiencing different, you know, phases of their lives and what they're experiencing. And If we could all, those of us who are called to share, just continue to share without holding back. You know, we never know who we may touch. And I can be pretty certain that you've touched a lot of people listening today, just with your simplicity and message. And I really, really appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Please keep blogging.
I will.
Yes. Even if it's like three paragraphs, just put it out there. I know for me, when I finally got to a consistency of a weekly blog, it really has helped me loosen up some tight areas that I've been holding back in my writing. So do it.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So Christy Fabros, what the mommyfwords.com. If you want to check out her writing, she's also on Women for One. And thank you all for joining us. And we will catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to Women for One's podcast series, Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. If you like what you just heard, we hope you will subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and leave a review. If you're interested in becoming a Women for One truth teller, visit womenforone.com to learn more. For more information about our host, Kara Bradley, visit her site, karabradley.net. Join us next time for another enlightening conversation with powerful everyday women.